local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another busy week here in South Alabama. The details you need to know coming up. Dr. Bill's got that forecast. A bumpy weather afternoon heading our way. Same lot of storms that spawned a tornado yesterday in Dallas heads to our neck of the woods later on this afternoon and evening. Details with him coming up in just a second. Right now, let's get started with traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pit Suns Towing Recovery, traffic center accident-free conditions so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers tell us light traffic as well. So traffic from airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, 65. No delays from the 1065 split coming in from the eastern shore across the Bayway. October 31st through November 2nd, it's the Lee Fields Classic at Mobile International Speedway. Double features Friday and Saturday night, the Wing Sprint Cars Friday night, and you won't want to miss the Pro Trucks and the Demolition Derby on Saturday. See them at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers to develop this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly this evening. Lows tonight in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street. Street in Daphne.
All right, good Monday morning. FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan. We'll get with Kelly for headlines in just a second. Dalton is out this morning. I mentioned that weather heading our way. Checking the radar, you can see just a few small showers along the Mississippi Gulf Coast and a little more back in Louisiana. But the main line of this front is still back through Arkansas, Mississippi. Dr. Bill will give us a timeline coming up in just a little bit of when we expect those showers here in our area and what we should expect out of them. Severe yesterday, that line of storms spawning a tornado in Dallas. Clayton Neville with more.
The storm caught many off guard in the second half of the Dallas Cowboys game, and even more surprised when stepping outside after it blew through.
Like, there's cars crashed, windows missing, everything is crazy.
This truck driver parked for the night outside his house came out to his big rig toppled over in a nearby parking lot.
Yep, because it was empty, so it doesn't weigh much.
Widespread power outages, downed trees, and power lines in the roadways as cleanup begins. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
Yeah, they're still reporting, God. Power out, gas leaks in the area of northern Dallas. Police and fire rescue assessing damaged structures this morning. We'll talk more about this line of storms with Dr. Bill. This is maybe not as intense, but the same line that will be affecting our weather here in probably anywhere from 6 to 8 hours along Mobile, Baldwin County, and our neck of the woods. All right, time for more headlines. Now, here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's a new week and a new month of numbers, which are in for President Donald Trump. And when it comes to the Commander-in-Chief and the state of Alabama, the morning consult poll shows that 59% of Alabama residents approve of the job that the president is doing, compared to 37% who do not. That is a net approval of 22%. It's the fifth consecutive month that Mr. Trump's approval rating in Alabama is higher than anywhere else in the country. But those numbers have dropped since his election. They have decreased by 14 percentage points. 86% of GOP primary voters say they approve of the job that the president is doing. 96% of GOP primary voters say they consider themselves, quote, very conservative. These are the latest numbers, which cover the month of September. A deadly grocery store shooting claims the life of one person in Madison. The trigger person remains on the run, and authorities believe that this suspect could be anywhere in the state. The shooting happened at the back of a Kroger grocery store in Madison, located at 4579 Wall Triana Highway. happened on Sunday around 4 p.m., that's according to the Madison Police Department. The victim has not yet been identified. Police confirmed that they are looking for a male suspect, but they have not released any further details. If you have information, you are urged to contact the police department in Madison at 256-722-7190 or 256-772-5689. The grocery store remains open at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Still no word on what caused a deadly crash near Irvington. It happened near Paget Switch Road and Half Mile Road. Troopers say a motorcyclist was killed in that crash involving another vehicle. No one involved has been identified. State troopers are investigating. A man was killed in a motorcycle crash in Foley early Sunday morning. Foley police say 26-year-old man from Gulf Shores, Tyler Yancey, was on his motorcycle when it collided with the back of a pickup. Both vehicles were headed south on Highway 59. Yancey was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say excessive speed was a factor in that crash. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is looking for the person who stabbed a man to death over the weekend. That crime happened Sunday morning around 7 o'clock near 62nd Street and Fairfield Avenue. The victim was identified as 26-year-old DeMarco Weathers. A series of controlled explosions toppled two construction cranes that had been leaning over the collapsed Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans. Officials say the next objective is to recover the bodies of two dead workers still in the building. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, let's take a look at the world of sports. Sean Sullivan filling in for Dalton Orwig this morning. And it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Week 8 of the college football season's in the rearview mirror, and the new Associated Press Top 25 poll is out. Alabama remains numero uno after beating Tennessee 35-13. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will miss next week's game against Arkansas after suffering a high ankle sprain in the win. Yesterday, Nick Saban made a statement that Tua had a surgical procedure performed on his ankle yesterday morning. He previously said after the game on Saturday that Tagovailoa will be sidelined for a week or two. Alabama's followed by LSU now at number two, and then a top five shakeup with Ohio State jumping Clemson for the number three spot. Didn't see that coming at the beginning of the year. Tigers checked in at number four ahead of Oklahoma, with the Sooners playing steady at number five. Penn State comes in at number six, followed by Florida at seven, Notre Dame at eight, Auburn at nine, and Georgia at 10. All five of the SEC's top 10 ranked teams are the only teams in the top 25. Missouri fell out of the rankings after losing to Vanderbilt on Saturday night. And in the NFL yesterday, the New Orleans Saints beat the Chicago Bears 36-25. Teddy Bridgewater is now 5-0 as the Saints starter in relief of an injured Drew Brees. The Saints are 6-1 as a team and lead the NFC South by 2 games. Brees is reportedly set to return to practice this week and hopes to be able to play as early as next Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals. Rams quarterback Jared Goff threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another as L.A. crushed Atlanta 37-10. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan exited the game in the fourth quarter, limping heavily to the locker room. He was ruled out with an ankle injury and was seen after the game sporting a walking boot. Leonard Fournette rushed for 131 yards, and Jacksonville beat Cincinnati 27-17. The Bengals are 0-7 for the first time since 2008. Ouch. Kirk Cousins threw a career-high 4 touchdowns, and Minnesota beat Detroit 42-30. Aaron Rodgers 5 TD passes and ran for another as Green Bay beat Oakland 42-24. Indianapolis beat Houston. San Fran shut out Washington 9-0. Tennessee beat the Chargers 23-20. Baltimore beat Seattle 30-16. And the Dallas Cowboys snapped a 3-game losing streak with a big 37-10 win over Philadelphia. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin got the win at Kansas Speedway. Hamlin beat Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch in the second attempt at an overtime finish yesterday. It's Hamlin's 5th win of the season and the 2nd of his Cup career at Kansas Speedway. Top 5 was completed by Kurt Busch and William Byron. 4 drivers were eliminated from the playoffs after yesterday's race as the postseason field was trimmed from 12 drivers now to 8. Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Alex Bowman, Clint Bowyer are all out of the running. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Blaney all advanced to the round of 8. And in baseball, the Houston Astros won Game 6 of the American League Championship Series against the Yankees on Saturday night. Jose Altuve hit a walk-off two-run homer in the bottom of the 9th to give Houston a 6-4 win. Altuve was named the ALCS MVP for his heroics. Game 1 of the World Series is set for tomorrow night. Houston will host the Washington Nationals in Games 1 and 2. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road. This information update brought to you by the 41st Annual Battleship Rugby Invitational. Yes, rugby in Mobile at the greatest backdrop on the coast, Battleship Park. Come see rugby played live November 9th and 10th. Info at battleshiprugby.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers to develop this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly this evening, lows tonight in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
You've probably heard of all the health benefits of CBD oil. Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. And buy locally from Cannabama, the CBD store in downtown Mobile. And now in West Mobile on Schillinger Road South. Cannabama, changing lives one drop at a time.
Good morning, everyone. From the CBD America Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions and light traffic coming in from the Eastern Shore across the Bayway, George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels, and through the Midtown area looks great. Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65, no delays. At Tillman's Corner, Theodore, accident-free. Nothing scary here. Come see singing spiders and dancing scarecrows at Thriller Nights of Lights of Mobile at Hank Aaron Stadium. The lights even look better in the rain. $7 per person. Kids 3 and under are free. Now through Halloween from 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 622 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, another fresh week for you to get signed up and get ready to win with FM Talk's 106.5's Go Play Outside contest. All the details on our website, on our Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter feed. You can see the participating sponsors. Get a chance to stop by today. Drop your name in the registration box. We'll talk more about that coming up. Also, just about 13 minutes away from a discussion with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. The line of storms heading our way, the same line of storms that spawned that tornado in Dallas. We'll find out if there's any severe weather in our forecast coming up in just about 12 minutes. Now more on the question of where the G7 will hold its event. It was going to be Trump Doral, then that changed over the weekend.
Saturday night, President Trump blamed media and crazed Democrats for his relenting. He will not host next year's G7 summit at Trump National Doral Resort in Miami. Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday.
He still considers himself to be in the hospitality business, and he saw an opportunity to take the biggest leaders from around the world, and he wanted to put on the absolute best show. And I think we're all surprised at the level of pushback. I think it's the right decision to change. We'll have to find someplace else.
On Thursday, though, Mulvaney accepted the idea of congressional Democrats likely to investigate the president, effectively awarding a government contract to himself. But Republicans and some of the nations involved were not thrilled either. Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, update on that, and that'll be a talker, of course, after 8 o'clock when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Now over a week after her kidnapping, the search for Camille Cupcake McKinney continues. Kelly has more details right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. There's a $25,000 reward being offered regarding a missing three-year-old as her family continues to pray for Camille McKinney's safe return. Her family calls her Cupcake. Sunday, Birmingham Police and Birmingham Fire and Rescue, along with multiple agencies and volunteers, began a grid search at 1 p.m. in the east area of Birmingham, which extended about 2 miles just north of Springville Road near Huffman Road. The search was completed at 5:30 p.m. and it did not produce any evidence to help in this investigation. Little Camille was taken from a birthday party on Saturday, October the 12th in Birmingham's Tom Brown Village public housing community. On Friday, police released surveillance footage showing two small children, one of them believed to be Camille, playing when two men are seen walking past those children. One of the men then comes back into the frame and the two children follow him. That man, police say, has a distinctive limp, and police say he is a suspect in this case. Police are asking the additional man to please come forward because he is considered a witness and they need his information in this case. If you have information on Little Cupcake, you're encouraged to call the tip hotline at 205-297-8413 or Crime Stoppers at 205-254-7777 or simply 911. Severe weather is expected across the state today. According to the Storm Prediction Center, that includes damaging winds and heavy rain and a tornado or two, all possible. According to the National Weather Service in Mobile, most of our area here in South Alabama, we are expecting a marginal risk of severe weather. The best time for storms for the west and central part of South Alabama will be between 2 p.m. and 10 p.m. Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes to give us the very latest on what we can expect tonight, tomorrow, and into the rest of the week. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Hey, before you eat breakfast, if you exercise, you may want to do that first. I got a story on the way that tells you maybe more beneficial to exercise on an empty stomach. See if you can get that to go ahead and start exercising. I'll give you the story in a second. Plus, Boeing's bumpy ride last week could continue this week. Can Johnson & Johnson rebound from their baby powder recall? And how much is the comedy show South Park worth? Jessica Edinger from Westwood One answers these questions in business news.
Good morning, Michael. Markets are coming off a mixed week. Stocks fell on Friday. They got pulled down by Boeing, which reportedly had internal messages between employees from 2016. That talked about issues with the 737 MAX jets, and those jets, of course, have been grounded since March after two crashes outside of the U.S. that killed nearly 350 people. Boeing shares may be under pressure again this morning. Johnson & Johnson shares are going to try to recover today. They slid 6% last Friday after the company recalled some baby powder with traces of asbestos in it. Drug maker Sanofi has pulled all of its heartburn drug Zantac from the U.S. and Canada after a carcinogen was found in it. Walgreens, CVS, and other retailers had already pulled their supplies, plus their generic versions. Comedy Central's South Park may go for $500 million for the streaming rights, according to reports on today's watch list. Earnings from TD Ameritrade, and it's Election Day in Canada.
All right. $500 million for South Park. It's probably a good deal. People like me, they'll be watching it, be an old man sitting there, and if somebody gives me a way to stream or watch or have it uploaded to my head or something, I'll probably check out the South Park. 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. All the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams talks about this front, this rain coming our way, possible severe weather. It did spot a tornado in Dallas yesterday. Plus a little more in sports news as we look forward to a week 9 in college football. Wow. All right, good news. Got a little respite for the Alabama Crimson Tide with an injured quarterback. Well, I mean, not Arkansas. It's not like a bye week, but it's...
WKRG News 5. A man in Okaloosa County has been charged with sexual battery of a child that lived with him. Christopher Parrish remains in jail this morning. He's accused of raping a girl over the age of 12 and under the age of 18. The victim says it happened between August 2016 and March 2017 while the victim was living with Parrish. Parrish was also charged earlier this year in Panama City Beach for soliciting a minor for sex. He's being held on a $50,000 bond. A series of controlled explosions toppled two construction cranes that had been leaning over the collapsed Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans. Officials say the next objective is to recover the bodies of two dead workers still in the building. The mayor expects the rest of the building will eventually be demolished. A prayer vigil was held last night in Birmingham for Camille Cupcake McKinney. Family members and strangers gathered to pray for Cupcake's safe return. The three-year-old was taken from a birthday party in Birmingham more than a week ago. Birmingham Police Department has released surveillance video showing more possible suspects. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Step up to GMC and get nearly $10,000 total value on a next-generation Gulf Coast Edition 2019 Sierra 1500 4x4 Crew Cab with SLT Premium Plus Package. Tailgate like a pro. GMC, based on MSRP of $58,530. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $34,58, plus $5,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 10/31/19. See participating dealer for details.
An amazing set of cookware.
J. Edgar Hoover.
14 karat gold diamonds.
We're bored. Go play outside.
Words from mom that bring back happy memories. And FM Talk 106.5 is giving you the chance to have more fun outside with the Go Play Outside Sweepstakes.
A grand prize to make the outdoors fun.
Go hunting in style with a Browning Outfitter package from Quince Sporting Goods, along with a Legacy Sport 223 hunting rifle with scope from Sticks River and Mobile Shooting Centers. Scuba with all the dive gear you need from Gulf Coast Divers. Plus, his and hers Costa sunglasses and accessories from Sunglass World. Satisfy your backyard appetite with Monroe Bacon Sausage and Venison Processing at Monroe Meat Processing in Beatrice, as well as two boxes of 223 ammo and large capacity softside camo ice chest. Cook it up outside with a Traeger Pro Series 22 Bronze Electric Wood Pellet Grill and pellets from Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell at McGregor. And when you want to take it on the road, Use your brand new 8-foot utility trailer with 15-inch radial tires, LED lights, treated wood floor, and more from Trailer Sales Alabama. A grand prize valued at nearly $9,000. Complete details on our Facebook and website, fmtalk1065.com. Register at any or all of our sponsor partners to win a qualifying prize and be eligible for the grand prize showcase. Go play outside with all your new toys from FM Talk 1065.
Russia's defense minister just said 12 Syrian prisons holding foreign ISIS militants as well as 8 refugee camps have been left unguarded by Kurds as a result of Turkey's invasion of northern Syria. The minister says the ISIS fighters might escape and try to return to their home countries. Nick Payton Walsh reports from Syria that Defense Secretary Mark Esper says some U.S. troops may be left behind there to guard oil fields.
That may be harking back to when President Trump said they had secured the oil. No one knew what he meant. Well, that might be part of it. We don't know numbers. We don't know durations.
Dallas police are going door to door this morning, searching for anybody who might have been trapped in their home after a tornado touched down there last night. No power this morning for over 100,000 customers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says his government will not hold a vote in Parliament on its Brexit deal today if lawmakers try to make changes. In Nashville, the best-selling country duo of all time, Brooks and Dunn, joined the Country Music Hall of Fame last night alongside comedian and singer Ray Stevens. Stock futures showing slight gains. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Auto parts maker APC Automotive Technologies, reeling from the Trump administration's trade barriers on Chinese imports, has hired advisors to help restructure its balance sheet. The Wall Street Journal says the Goldsboro, North Carolina-based company, which makes aftermarket auto parts, including brake systems, suspension parts, and mufflers, has advisors as trade tensions ripple through the economy. The tariff on Chinese steel and aluminum imports has resulted in U.S. manufacturers paying increased costs for raw materials. Millions of dollars destined for federal, state, and local taxes remain stuck in limbo more than a month after the collapse of a New York payroll processing firm. The unpaid taxes are the latest headache for customers of MyPayroll HR and other payroll companies tied to Michael Mann. In a criminal complaint filed in September, federal prosecutors charged Mann with defrauding banks and froze his accounts. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So I'm looking at where we sit, the line of storms and the damage back in Dallas. This is the same line of storms that caused that tornado, right, that's heading our way?
That's right. That line will be affecting us today, particularly this afternoon and this evening. And after a beautiful day yesterday, it's just hard to imagine a quick change, but that's what's going to occur. Be mostly cloudy today, and with showers developing mainly this afternoon, expect a high of maybe 81, 82 degrees for today. Now, tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mostly showers, a few thunderstorms are possible, and also, we could see a strong thunderstorm or two, mainly straight line winds. and that'll be through the evening hours. And then after midnight, things will improve as the wind switches around to the north. So look for showers this afternoon, showers and a few thunderstorms this evening, and then we'll cool down tomorrow morning to about 62 degrees at daybreak. And then tomorrow looks good. Cooler temperatures, be mostly sunny, around 75 degrees with the wind out of the north, around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, we're going to cool down to around 52. That looks good. And the nice weather will continue on Wednesday, with sunny skies and around 75 degrees. Now, Thursday, the clouds come back in, another front. And another cold front will be moving in on Friday. So Thursday, mostly cloudy, few showers developing in the afternoon. High will be in the low 70s. Then Friday, showers and possibly a few thunderstorms for Friday and Friday night. Friday's high around 72 degrees. And then on Saturday, a few showers in the morning, coming partly cloudy, and a high in the low 70s. Sunday looks like the best day of the weekend, mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, and a high around 75. So we've got rain coming in this afternoon and this evening, and then rain coming back in for late Thursday and Friday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? Anything going on there?
It's quiet at the moment. There is a tropical wave about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast, and another tropical wave coming off the African coast. And those are about the two areas of interest, but right now we don't expect any development at this time.
All right, and once again, the timeline for the rain, for the passage of the front today, kind of walk us through, when do you think we first start seeing rain and how long it lasts?
Right, a few showers will be developing this afternoon, and then in the evening hours, showers will become numerous, possibly a thunderstorm or two in the evening, and then clearing off gradually after midnight. And then, of course, another round of rain coming in for late Thursday and Friday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, and our forecast 365 here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, so here you go. Before you exercise, well, actually exercise before you eat. Is this one of these things like coffee, you know, like it's good for you, it's bad for you, it's good for you, it's... Okay, so a new study out of the United Kingdom found that working out first thing in the morning before you eat breakfast burns way more fat. That's good. It's kind of an easy thing to do, right? Delay breakfast to get a little exercise. Researchers spent 6 weeks tracking 30 men, okay, dudes, this is us, who were overweight or obese. They all ate the same foods and did the same workouts. The only difference was some of them worked out before breakfast and some of them worked out after. Now, here's the proofs in the pudding. I probably shouldn't say pudding. At the end, the ones who exercised first before eating breakfast burned twice as much fat. It works because exercising on an empty stomach forces your body to burn stored fat instead of using calories from food. Both groups actually lost roughly the same amount of weight during the study. It's not clear if that would hold true on a longer time scale or not, but the guys who worked out before breakfast saw more benefits to their overall health. Biggest one was it increased their ability to respond to insulin, which slashed their risk for diabetes and heart disease. So delay breakfast, do that exercise, then get your morning started with that meal. All right. 640 FM Talk 106.5 Traffic with Kane next.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We've had a great ride coming across the Bayway into Causeway from the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner of Theodore. So far, Mobile's clear. Airport, Schillinger to University, Spring Hill, Moffitt, and Dolphin at 65. No major backups or delays. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile Cathedral Square, the city's favorite certified Alabama farmers market. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Bobio Mornings. Do you see this? There's a little bit of a row in the Hollywood world as Martin Scorsese dogging out the superhero movies. You know, there's one about every other day out. Get that coming to you in just a second. Now more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A deadly motorcycle accident in Baldwin County claims the life of one person, and authorities say speed was a factor. Foley police believe that the driver of that motorcycle, 26-year-old Tyler Yancey of Gulf Shores, was driving southbound when he ran into the back of a pickup truck early Sunday morning on Highway 59 South in Foley. Now, further drug testing will be conducted to determine if drugs or alcohol were a factor in this accident. Foley police arrived at that scene at approximately 2:30 a.m., and that is where Yancey passed away as a result of his injuries. As for the three people inside the pickup truck, they were transported to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. A new recall may impact your new baby, as Johnson & Johnson is recalling a shipment of baby powder after the Food and Drug Administration discovered evidence of asbestos. On Friday, the voluntary recall was announced. The concern is over one lot of Johnson's baby powder, which was produced and shipped in the United States in 2018. Despite the low levels reported, the company said that they are recalling lot number 22318RB out of an abundance of caution. An FDA test indicated that the presence of subtrace levels of chrysotile asbestos were found in samples from a single bottle purchased from an online retailer. Johnson & Johnson says that they're working with the FDA to determine the integrity of the tested sample and the validity of the test results. If you purchase the recalled product, you are advised to stop using it immediately. For refund information, contact Johnson & Johnson's Consumer Care Center at 1-866-565-2229 or go to johnsonsbaby.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice, but are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax, I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision, we got this.
Right, traffic info coming into the text line here at Mobile Mornings. A new accident westbound I-10 just west of the Daphne overpass. Once again, westbound I-10 just west of the Daphne overpass. We'll get more details coming up with Kane and traffic in just a second. If you see traffic issues out there, you can always text us when it's safe to do it at 251-343-0106. All right, mention this. So Scorsese criticizing the superhero movie franchise out there. The franchise is out there. He did that and started some talk over the weekend. Here's more with David Daniel in the Hollywood Minute.
And
Jennifer Lawrence is a married woman. The Oscar-winning actress wed Manhattan art dealer Cook Maroney on Saturday at a massive mansion in Newport, Rhode Island.
This comes as an extraordinary surprise.
Martin Scorsese's attack on Marvel movies has gotten some Oscar-winning backup. At a press conference in France, Francis Ford Coppola said he agreed with Scorsese that the popular superhero films are not cinema, calling them the same movie over and over again, and despicable.
The king and queen are coming to Downton.
What?
Downton Abbey has set a record. After its fifth weekend in theaters, the big screen update of the British TV series has made more than $88 million. Focus Features' highest grossing movie ever at the domestic box office. The studio's previous record holder, Brokeback Mountain, which made $83 million back in 2005. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Still no word on what caused a deadly crash near Irvington. It happened near Paget Switch Road in Half Mile Road. Troopers say a motorcyclist was killed in that crash involving another vehicle. No one involved has been identified. State troopers are investigating. A man was killed in a motorcycle crash in Foley early Sunday morning. Foley police say 26-year-old man from Gulf Shores, Tyler Yancey, was on his motorcycle when it collided with the back of a pickup. Both vehicles were headed south on Highway 59. Yancey was pronounced dead at the scene. Police say excessive speed was a factor in that crash. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office is looking for the person who stabbed a man to death over the weekend. That crime happened Sunday morning around 7 o'clock near 62nd Street and Fairfield Avenue. The victim was identified as 26-year-old DeMarco Weathers. A series of controlled explosions toppled two construction cranes that had been leaning over the collapsed Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans. Officials say the next objective is to recover the bodies of two dead workers still in the building. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Lanco, live at the 65th Annual Greater Gulf State Fair, Saturday, November 2nd on the Grandstand.
I was gonna be your forever.
Gold Circle tickets on sale now at greatergulfstatefair.com.
Just wanna love you, I just wanna love you.
The Marshall Tucker Band, live at the 65th Annual Greater Gulf State Fair, Sunday, October 27th on the Grandstand.
Can't you see?
Gold Circle tickets on sale now at greatergulfstatefair.com.
All right, let's take a look at the world of sports. Sean Sullivan filling in for Dalton Orwig this morning. And it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Week 8 of the college football season's in the rearview mirror, and the new Associated Press Top 25 poll is out. Alabama remains numero uno after beating Tennessee 35-13. Quarterback Tua Tagovailoa will miss next week's game against Arkansas after suffering a high ankle sprain in the win. Yesterday, Nick Saban made a statement that Tua had a surgical procedure performed on his ankle yesterday morning. He previously said after the game on Saturday that Tagovailoa will be sidelined for a week or two. Alabama's followed by LSU now at number two, and then a top five shakeup with Ohio State jumping Clemson for the number three spot. Didn't see that coming at the beginning of the year. Tigers checked in at number four ahead of Oklahoma, with the Sooners playing steady at number five. Penn State comes in at number six, followed by Florida at seven, Notre Dame at eight, Auburn at nine, and Georgia at 10. All five of the SEC's top 10 ranked teams are the only teams in the top 25. Missouri fell out of the rankings after losing to Vanderbilt on Saturday night. And in the NFL yesterday, the New Orleans Saints beat the Chicago Bears 36-25. Teddy Bridgewater is now 5-0 as the Saints starter in relief of an injured Drew Brees. The Saints are 6-1 as a team and lead the NFC South by two games. Brees is reportedly set to return to practice this week and hopes to be able to play as early as next Sunday's game against the Arizona Cardinals. Rams quarterback Jared Goff threw for two touchdowns and ran for another as LA crushed Atlanta 37-10. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan exited the game in the fourth quarter, limping heavily to the locker room. He was ruled out with an ankle injury and was seen after the game sporting a walking boot. Leonard Fournette rushed for 131 yards, and Jacksonville beat Cincinnati 27-17. The Bengals are 0-7 for the first time since 2008.
Ouch. Kirk Cousins threw a career-high 4 touchdowns, and Minnesota beat Detroit 42-30. Aaron Rodgers, 5 TD passes and ran for another as Green Bay beat Oakland 42-24. Indianapolis beat Houston. San Fran shut out Washington 9-0. Tennessee beat the Chargers 23-20. Baltimore beat Seattle 30-16. And the Dallas Cowboys snapped a 3-game losing streak with a big 37-10 win over Philadelphia. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin got the win at Kansas Speedway. Hamlin beat Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch in the second attempt at an overtime finish yesterday. It's Hamlin's 5th win of the season and the 2nd of his Cup career at Kansas Speedway. Top 5 was completed by Kurt Busch and William Byron. 4 drivers were eliminated from the playoffs after yesterday's race as the postseason field was trimmed from 12 drivers now to 8. Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Alex Bowman, Clint Bowyer are all out of the running. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Blaney all advanced to the round of 8. And in baseball, the Houston Astros won Game 6 of the American League Championship Series against the Yankees on Saturday night. Jose Altuve hit a walk-off two-run homer in the bottom of the 9th to give Houston a 6-4 win. Altuve was named the ALCS MVP for his heroics. Game 1 of the World Series is set for tomorrow night. Houston will host the Washington Nationals in Games 1 and 2. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. The 1065 split looks great from Tillman's Quarter to Theodore all the way downtown and across the Bayway. Daphne, Spanish Ford also checking in with no major backups or delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For every hunting season, Quince has everything you need and want. Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland, just off I-65.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers to develop this afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, mainly this evening, lows tonight in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and cooler with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and an event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:53, FM Talk 106.5. Still updating our traffic department. That new accident, westbound I-10, just west of the Daphne overpass. Once again, new accident, westbound I-10, just west of the Daphne overpass. More details coming up in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. From vehicles to boats, police say a Fairhope man helped himself to other people's belongings. 46-year-old Jonathan Keefe is now in police custody for his believed connection to several vehicles and boats which were reported stolen over a two-week time period. Keefe is charged with stealing a vehicle and two boats, and police say he could expect to see more charges in the coming days. As of right now, Keefe is being held without bond. Back across the bay here in Mobile. In Mobile City Council News, there's a new president and vice president leading the way. Council President LaVon Manzi says, quote, "I am grateful to my colleagues for their confidence and support. Over the past few years, we have made great strides as a city, and there is even more opportunity ahead." Manzi served as vice president since the beginning of the term and is now serving in his second term as District 2 councilman. And City Council Vice President C.J. Small says, quote, "I am humbled by the trust of my fellow council members to take on this important role. In this role, I will dedicate myself to continue building bridges within this government to ensure many bright days ahead for our great city." Both councilmen have been directly involved with the improvements that we all see around the downtown area, the historic districts, and road work on N Street and more. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. Mobile Mornings. Hey, I'm Sean Sullivan. Dalton off this morning. He'll be back with us tomorrow. All right. So what are we? Thursday will be a week out from Halloween, right? I think that's right. And this has to be peak Popeye's chicken sandwich. This moment has to be when the Popeye's chicken sandwich jumps the shark here. All right. According to the folks over at Yandy.com, Yandy, where they sell Halloween costumes, you can now dress up as a Popeye's chicken sandwich, but not just a Popeye's chicken sandwich, a, as they call it, sexy Popeye's chicken sandwich costume. It's basically a one-piece bathing suit. Looks like the sandwich cost $80. Okay, so costume is, by the way, it says, frankly, it looks, looking at it, looks more like a hamburger than a chicken sandwich, but whatever. Has the words "sold out" stamped across the pelvic region of this costume. So now if you really want to dress as a Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich for Halloween, your prayers have been answered. Yandy.com. It's $80 for the costume of the chicken sandwich. To each their own, I guess. 657, the latest on the cold front with the associated storms and rain heading our way. We'll get more on that from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Joins us in just a little bit to talk more about that. That same storm system had an outbreak of tornadoes, a big one in Dallas. Still, I think, over 100,000 people without power in Dallas. Lots of damage going on in the northern part of the Dallas metro. I also have crews out there looking for anybody who might have been trapped in homes out there. Get more details coming up in just a little bit. Another busy week getting kicked off here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Glad you're with us.